It is a Monday afternoon. Let's check now on this ninth day of September, the futures markets with Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, let's talk about this marketplace. Producers are probably looking at the numbers saying, hey, wait a second, it's hot. Why is this thing still going down? We have a USDA report due out this week. What happened in the marketplace?
Exactly. It's wow on a Monday for a change. We've been basically up every Monday in the bean market since the 1st of August, and this is the first Monday in a while that we've seen the market close lower in the beans. Corn and wheat, a little bit of a different story there, but it kind of caught the bull off guard here and eroded the confidence in the bull. But the prospects of a little more shoe around and ideas that the trade's already built in, a little bit of a smaller bean number going into Thursday's report kind of limited the buying interest. We're not seeing Asia come forward as aggressively as they have in the past, and ideas that maybe, you know, we've priced in a crop here where we're actually going to have to get in some actual harvest activity to determine whether or not this market, bean market, continues the uptrend and takes out the 1409 level or not, Todd.
I made note of some rain showers over the weekend, yesterday at least, in the St. Louis area, crossing through Missouri and parts of western Illinois. Did you hear anything about how much rainfall and who got most of it and who missed some of it?
Well, in the Central Belt, you know, there was a little spotty quarter half inches throughout spots in Central Illinois. I know here locally I dumped out a half inch, but you go a mile or two either way, you know, maybe a tenth. When you look at the bigger picture, the moisture looks to remain in the north and to the east, and also when you watch the national news, it's well advertised heavy rains out in Arizona, so it continues to be the ring of fire, for say. I believe, though, that as we go into night's trade, that unless there's a change in the weather maps, that the recent lows are going to hold here, and we'll have to put some a little bit of weather premium back into the marketplace until we see some type of shift in the pattern. Even though it's getting kind of late for bean development, a lot of guys talking about beans are starting to turn in through here, so moisture in the next week is going to be real critical if they're going to try to fill out those pods.
But the September contract and the corn pit broke 14 and a quarter cents. I suppose part of that was just on harvest that's beginning maybe a bit more in earnest across the Midwest.
Exactly. We're seeing these cash bids start to fold, for say. There were strong bids until this weekend. Then after this weekend here, we've seen cash bids retreat fairly aggressively. There was cases of a 20-cent drop in corn bids, as much as 40-cent drop in some bean bids in some areas. It's going to be sporadic. You know, there's going to be some little pickup, pent-up demand here, but we're seeing end users getting what they need here short-term and going to put their hands in the pocket here and try to buy cheaper. Of course, the producer wants higher prices. The end user wants lower prices, so it's going to be a tug-of-war back and forth here, but definitely if harvest picking up, this warmer weather speeding up maturity, there's a little bit more confidence in the end user. There's going to be more grain to buy here fairly quickly.
What are the expectations for this afternoon's crop production, or crop progress report, rather?
Additional deterioration. Beans are expected to drop about 3% out of that good excellent category, down to about 51%, which is still relatively high. Corn is expected to drop to about 2% down in this 54% good excellent. But you're not going to turn that around no matter if we do get some rain or cooler temperatures. This time of year, seasonally, these conditions drop as the crop reaches maturity and starts to turn brown.
Mm-hmm. Hey, on corn, I'm wondering, I suspect if I'm a producer, I'm probably going to quick ship whatever I can get early and take the premium on it and sell it across the scale. Then I'm going to try to fill the bins, depending on what I have available. I want to know whether I need to price that out, and then certainly what's left, at least at this point, that would have to go to town. Does it need to be priced out going into town, or are you just going to store it?
Well, it depends on, it's a good question. There's a lot of moving parts there, and everybody's
sure.
A little bit different.
Yeah, I know.
But
let's take it one by one, or at least a little bit. So the quick ships, Yeah. You're just going to send it to town and sell it? Is that right?
Yes. If you can get that early premium there, I feel you need to take advantage of that. There's no question about that. I think that's the best strategy you can do right now if you can get through it.
Okay. And then I think really the next important part is, I have a bin. Should I fill it?
Traditionally, it's going to happen. I feel if you're wanting to hedge and capture some of the carry, I'd be just like an elevator and fill that bin and capture some carry.
All right. And then finally, if I take it to town and I need to store it and pay storage on it, is that worthwhile too?
If you can get within 10 cents, minus 10 cents on basis, I'd just move it, then replace ownership on paper. If you're looking at a 25, 30 cent wide basis, I'd look at storing it and hedging it on the board and capture some carry here. We believe once we get through halfway through harvest, now basis is going to weaken for a couple weeks here, but once we get halfway through harvest, we feel basis will firm back up into mid-December, and that would be our time window, mid-December, to clean up some cash sales.
See how much easier it is when I only ask one question at a time instead of three at once.
Well, you're talking to Rural Route 3 here, so.
Oh, anything else that we need to cover yet this afternoon? What else is on the plate? Anything?
Well, outside markets were kind of dynamic. We saw a lot of action there. There's talk of a Russia brokering deal with Syria just to turn over their chemical weapons so we don't get to shoot our missiles and create some real chaos. So we're it'd be interesting to see what the government does here if they go along with that. So crude oil sold off hard here, down $1.40, so that in return gave confidence back to the stock market, up over 160 points here. So there's a lot of movement in outside markets, just like this grain market.
Hey, a couple things on the outside markets. I hadn't read, actually, because I've been on the road so much the last couple of weeks, the ethanol spread numbers. But, man, that's something else. So what are we at? On the spread, we're at 90 cents. That one's pretty wide. And then ethanol itself is cheap. $1.71, $1.88. It seems pretty cheaply priced.
Yes, yeah, given opportunity to put a little bit more ethanol in the blend. When you look at all the ethanol in general, though, the numbers on ethanol, what we're looking at, is probably still a little high. So hopefully they'll come in and pick up some ethanol and get this demand back up into this 4.9, 4.8 area versus the 4.6, 4.7.
Kurt, it's always fun to talk. Thank you.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report each and every Monday afternoon. You can hear him again if you'd like on our website. The address there is willag.org. That's WILLAG.org.